Welcome to Thriller with Car Gonzalez, broadcasting from Austin, Texas, via SoundCloud and supported by listeners like you. This week we are at South by Southwest 2018, covering the first annual Crypto Summit. Now, here is your host, Car Gonzalez.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Thriller Podcast. We are here at South by Southwest 2018 at the Crypto Summit. I have Ivan, how do you pronounce your last name?
Ravlich,
CEO of Hypernet. And I want you guys to take a listen to him because I think he is competing with some other interesting tech out there in the blockchain space. And it's good to have a little fist fighting going on. Nah, just a splash. So here's Ivan. I'm going to let him explain what Hypernet is.
Great. Hey, thank you, Carr. Yeah, so at Hypernet, we're developing a protocol that enables high performance and extremely parallel computing. And this allows everyone that has devices from smartphones to laptops to desktops to sign up for the network and actually earn money from their compute power that's sitting there latent most of the day, and especially while you're sleeping. So what we have created is a new parallel programming model that actually lets you take all those devices that are in that marketplace and then do the extreme parallel tasks that a lot of them are very complicated. And so our API takes that complexity and kind of boils it down and abstracts it away. So when people write their machine learning AI code, when they write their high performance computing for physics simulations and hard engineering, they can actually run it on the network in extremely parallel fashion.
Awesome. Awesome. That sounds very reminiscent of Golem. You know, that's one thing that, you know, a lot of my listeners are holding Golem, and so how are y'all different? Can you kind of explain that? I know you get this question a lot, but it's probably a question that everybody should know. So how do you guys differ from Golem, and do you see them as a direct competitor or not at all?
Yeah, so Golem's interesting. They've been around for a while. Obviously, people know them. They are taking, at least currently, these problems that are considered embarrassingly parallel. What I mean by that is you take your problem, split it up into 600 pieces, and send each piece away to a computer. Each computer then crunches away on their local data, but they don't talk to each other because they don't need to. It's rendering, you know, you don't need to talk to any computers. And then they reassemble the answer somewhere else. And so that's a very natural way of doing things. In fact, that's been around since like the 90s with SETI at home and gene folding at home and a lot of projects like that. But what a big challenge is how do you do things that are more complicated, that require these communications? And that's your machine learning, that's your AI, that's your physics simulations. And so how do you get that? And that's where Hypernet actually really shines. We realized early on that you can't just take how computing is done in the cloud and take that and force it into this dispersed environment. It just breaks down and it's very fragile. So we threw that away. Our PhDs were actually at Stanford. I dropped out of mine, actually, in aerospace engineering. And we took a lot of interest in swarm intelligence because you need to do this compute in a very decentralized manner. So if someone dies or if a communication's slow, it doesn't screw up the whole entire computation itself. So that's where our differentiator lies, is our new parallel programming model that is pushed to the network and lets you do these computations.
So that's fascinating. It sounds like you guys are a cut above what they're doing. So my question would be, where are you guys building on top of? Because I know there's Stellar right now. Of course, there's Ethereum. What are you guys looking at long term? How do you guys see that? How do you guys see Ethereum kind of playing out into the future? Are you guys worried about that? And more or less, where can they find you?
Yeah, so currently we're developing this on top of Ethereum. We've been developing this since about October now. The idea has been around for a few years before that, but this is when we started actually developing. And so with that, like, Ethereum has been around at that time, and we want to launch our first mainnet as soon as possible. So in that case, we want to launch it on Ethereum. But our tech stack works in such a way that there's two pieces of it. There's the blockchain scheduler, which lets you find all the compute jobs. And then you move off the chain once you have all those computers to do your calculations. So the blockchain piece itself, like in the future, let's say a better blockchain comes around or Ethereum is not working out, we can possibly shift to another one. Yeah.
Okay, that's a great answer. Okay, so you guys are definitely thinking that and kind of watching the space. Cool. So how's your South by Southwest going? Because it's not just all business, right? There's parties, there's everything here. How's the company kind of attacking South by this year? And what do you guys see going for the rest of the year?
Yeah, South by Southwest has been amazing. This has been my first South by, personally. And yeah, I really like the parties have been amazing. The networking has been incredible. And a lot of the panels have been very inspiring as well. What's interesting is our chief marketing officer, Ashley, she has been really like finding all the best venues for us to go to meet the right people. And so she's been spearheading that whole entire thing. So without her, this wouldn't have been possible.
Awesome. So where else can they find you? And where can we find you?
Yeah, so you can find us at hypernetwork.io. It's hypernetwork.io. And come on, join in, take a look at our white paper, join our Telegram, and let's get the conversation going.
And ICO?
No comment as of yet. We haven't announced any ICO.
This is the end of the show. You have been listening to Thriller Podcast with Car Gonzalez. Remember, Thriller Podcast is not financial advice. Everything Car said likely won't come true. It is up to you. Now go do your own research. Listen to other dudes that start their name with crypto and not Car. And remember, buy a Bitcoin and save the world. One Satoshi at a time.